The Capitol Visitor Center is a mess now. Construction workers begin toiling before sunrise, sawing wood, pouring concrete, drilling holes in a 580,000-foot cavity buried four stories deep in the shadow of the Capitol. The center's hundreds of millions of dollars over budget and years behind schedule. But soon, when you travel to Washington to visit the Capitol, this is where you'll enter. The plan is for guides to shuttle you through what's called the Great Hall. It's lined with Pennsylvania sandstone, 16 square columns, and eventually statues, giving visitors a glimpse at America's history. But Democratic Illinois Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. says it won't be the whole story, especially since slaves built the Capitol. So he's proposed renaming the space.
Now begin the story correctly. Let them enter through Emancipation Hall.
Jackson offered his proposal to a powerful House panel that decides how the government spends its money, the Appropriations Committee. All three local House members, Georgia Democrat Sanford Bishop, Florida Democrat Alan Boyd, and Republican Ander Crenshaw, are members of this exclusive committee. For 15 minutes, Jackson lectured his colleagues about why they should rename the entrance. He lamented that the Capitol's depiction of American history is incomplete, especially on a frieze that rings the Capitol Rotunda.
From Columbus all the way around to the Wright brothers, where the story ends, there is not a single African or a single African-American in the story of America in the Capitol Rotunda today.
Sanford Bishop fought back tears as Jackson's oratory transfixed colleagues from both sides of the aisle. But when Jackson finished, Bishop dabbed his eyes with a handkerchief and rose to speak in favor of the congressman's request.
This is a very, very emotional issue for me, and I apologize if I can't get through it. But this is, in fact, an opportunity for me, in behalf of all of those who have gone before us, who have allowed us to come here and on whose shoulders we stand, to take this moment in history to acknowledge all that has brought us to this place now.
Bishop echoed Jackson in his disappointment that the Capitol rarely acknowledges the contributions of African Americans, but he says this could help what he perceives as a wrong.
This Capitol Visitor Center, this Emancipation Hall, is one step in that.
This is Statuary Hall. To Jesse Jackson Jr., it's the home of the most egregious historical snubs on Capitol Hill. The room used to be the House Chamber, and today is watched over by statues of Confederates like President Jefferson Davis and General Robert E. Lee. Jackson says guides ignore the debates that raged in this room over the fugitive slave laws and acts that allowed settlers to make their own decisions about slavery. Today, the room is a must-see for tourists, mainly because of an acoustical parlor trick.
If you can hear me and you're from Illinois, raise your hand.
Congressional aides crouch catcher-style on Statuary Hall's marble floors. They cup their hands around their mouths and whisper at the floor. Tourists on the other side hear the aides as the sound caroms from one side of the room across a structural arc to where they are. You can hear people 50 feet away as though they were standing right beside you. Jesse Jackson Jr. says while amusing, this stunt is a disservice to the history of the Capitol.
When we enter Statuary Hall, what do we do with our staffs and our constituents and our visitors? Rather than talk about the history of the room filled with Confederate generals, what do we talk about? Acoustics. Our staffs talk to the floor. Have you ever seen the absurd thing that they talk to the floor to let someone hear what they're saying over there? No one wants to deal with the history, the suppressed story of the institution itself.
The House Appropriations Committee adopted Jackson's plan by what's called a voice vote. This is so individual members don't have to weigh in on the issue. Of the region's three Appropriations Committee members, only Sanford Bishop announced his views on the proposed name change.
We are here now at this precise moment in history, and we owe it to those who've come before us to make this statement for this generation and generations yet to come.
Republican Florida Representative Ander Crenshaw didn't speak at the meeting. His spokesman says the congressman has no official position on renaming the hall. Fellow Appropriations Committee member, Monticello Democrat Alan Boyd, didn't object to renaming the space.
As far as what the name should be or should not be, I've not given any thought to it.
But Boyd said he's not certain it should be up to the Appropriations panel to rename the Great Hall.
Obviously, there are committees in the House who have jurisdiction over. The Appropriations Committee is a funding committee, not a building naming committee.
Jesse Jackson Jr. takes issue with that.
We can send billions of dollars to wars overseas, but we can't name a room?
Well, that's an interesting quip.
Again, Alan Boyd.
I think that we have so many important issues to work on relative to the war and relative to health care and relative to energy policy that sometimes we get all wadded up arguing about naming a room, and I'd just rather not see the Appropriations Committee do that.
And Boyd is right. It isn't just up to the Appropriations Committee. Other panels can offer their ideas. And in the end, the full House and Senate will have the ultimate say of what to name a grand hall where millions of tourists a year will pass through on their way to the U.S. Capitol. For WFSU-FM, I'm Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill.